स्मरामि हृदि संस्फुरदात्मतत्त्वम् सच्चित्सुखं परमहंसगतिं तुरीयं यत्स्वप्नजागरत् सुषुप्तिमवेति नित्यं तद्ब्रह्म निष्कलमहं न च भूतसङ्गः। हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ नमस्कार। Assalamu alaikum, Sitaram, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, my dear brothers and sisters. This is your friend and brother, Acharya Arun Gosai, coming to you live once again from New York City on another segment of Avenues to Peace. A program, my dear friends, where we're analyzing the various means, the various methodologies, and the various formulae for achieving the everlasting bliss that we're looking for in this world. A special thank you to my brother Roshanji and his entire team at AbiTunes Radio for making today's program possible. Live on abitunes.com, live on AbiTunes Facebook Live, and of course, Bhuvaneshwar Mandir Facebook Live as well. My dear brothers and sisters, today is again a brand new start. All the changes that you could have been looking for, all of the hopes that you could have hoped to accomplish, everything that you have envisioned in your mind, it can take place today. On this Friday, a day that is the final day of the week, a day where Hindus throughout the entire world pray to the Universal Mother in the form of Jagadambe Durga, so that she can bless us with the fortitude, she can bless us with the inner strength to actually introspect on where we've been and look at our life in retrospect to see where we're going in prospect, my dear brothers and sisters. So this is actually what Hinduism is about. It's not just about going to the temple and doing puja, which is great. We should, for chitta shuddhi and single-pointed focused on a higher power. But Hindu religion is a transformative religion. And I think that if we practice the injuns of our Upanishads, of our scriptures, of the Bhagavad Gita, we'll begin to look back at our lives and see where we can improve and go forward in our lives in peace and perennial happiness. For we're making errors daily based on the erroneous notion that we are this body. The various prompts of the body, my dear brothers and sisters, most notably the vasanas. Desires are prompted by the vasanas. They come about, they spring forward because of our habitual tendencies, our inner programmings. And sometimes because we're not aware of these programmings, we go and we run through life on autopilot. And sometimes we bring disaster not only to our lives, but to the lives of many. Hinduism is a way of life that allows us to learn how to actually identify our vasanas, to go within and see our inner programming, our inner engineering, so that we can restructure our mind, restructure our thinking, and do what makes the most logical sense in our spiritual lives as well. And one text in particular that covers from step 1 through 40, how to go from material existence, or how to go from an existence that is full of unrest and dissatisfaction. 40 steps are given in Sadhana Panchakam, where we can go from unrest to rest and dissatisfaction to satisfaction, unfulfillment to fulfillment, my dear brothers and sisters. In 5 verses, 9 steps each verse, we're going to see, and we've been seeing, how to find this peace and how to restructure our minds. And in the second verse we've been looking at, it says, Sangha satsu vidhiyatam bhagavato bhaktir dhridhadhiyatam shatyadif parichiyatam dhridataram karmashu santyajyatam sadvitvalupasripyatam pratidinam tat paduka sevyatam brahme kakshar marityatam shruti shiro vakyam samakarnyatam. The beautiful Adi Shankaracharya Ji is none other than Bhagavan Shankar himself. he actually goes forward to say, Sangha Satsu Vidhiyatam, you want to find ultimate bliss, you want to discover your true nature, you want to firm your devotion to the Lord in your mind, you want to go from unrest to rest, you want to go from chaos to peace, what do you have to do? Sangha Satsu Vidhiyatam, find a satsang. Find a place where you can go, where it elevates your soul. Find a place where you can go with like-minded people so that you feel better about the situation in the mind and it becomes practice. So when you leave satsang, when you leave the coming together of truth, the coming together of good messages, of bhakti, of devotion to the Lord, when you leave such an environment, you're charged. That's why we recommend that every Sunday at least, you should go to a good faith-based organization with good leadership, so that your mind can experience something different from home, from, I would say, work and school. A place where you can go and just empty the mind of any other thought and focus wholeheartedly on God. Or give thanks to a higher power and express your gratitude in a very powerful way. You know, somebody asked me the other day, Acharyaji, why, if God is everywhere, why should we go to temple? My dear brothers and sisters, when you're in a room that is charged spiritually, it becomes like a magnet that is fully charged, and we become that magnet that is uncharged. And when we can actually charge our minds with this inner light, with this inner bliss, with this devotion, it will become very easy to do so on the outside. But as you go home, you'll say, okay, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to sit at my altar. And so many distractions are there. At least in the mandir, everyone is like-minded. They're there for a purpose, or the church, the synagogue, whatever place you go to worship, everyone is there for a particular reason, to focus wholeheartedly 100% on their Lord, so that they can be charged for the rest of the week to come. That is satsang, but satsang goes deeper than that, my dear brothers and sisters. Sat means truth, sang means coming together. Coming together with Shastra, coming together with the Guru, going to the feet of the Guru and studying under the Guru and learning and transforming one's life. Finding that inner light within you, that inner peace, that inner bliss, which is Sat, which is truth, which is not dependent on anything on the outside world, but simply a feeling within of unconditional happiness and gratitude and bliss. Once you can be interlocked in that span of existence, which is the highest form of existence, my dear brothers and sisters, that is the ultimate satsang. So satsang in a mandir, in a mosque, in a synagogue, satsang means coming together with like-minded people. Then after that, you'll be in touch with a guru, hopefully, and the guru will teach you, hopefully, how to find that inner peace. And then from that satsang now, one goes now to the inner bliss that is the true satsang, oneness and company with that bliss, that truth that is beyond the body and mind, that is the Paramatma, that is one without a second. Then what will happen thereafter? Bhakto bhaktir dridhadhiyatam. Bhagavato bhaktir dridhadhiyatam. You will actually strengthen your bhakti, your faith in God. Why? Because faith means, or devotion means, one's ability to believe or have trust in something that is not there. And it'll be very foolish of us to think that there's no higher power, because if you look into the world, who created the trees, who created the stars, who created the moon, who has positioned this earth, or what force has positioned this earth, my dear brothers and sisters? I like to use the word what, because I think we quantify or we qualify God based on our experiences. But God is beyond the kin of our understanding. It is just what Krishna says again and again, Buddhir Buddhi Matam Asmi, I am the intelligence and all things intelligent. Therefore, have trust that I am part and parcel of all things moving and unmoving. Chara, achara. So in our lives, when we go to satsang, we learn more about God. We learn more about that bliss within. We learn more about that peace within ourselves. And what happens thereafter? Devotion is strengthened. Faith leads to devotion. Shraddha is strengthened in satsang. We start to trust in the Lord. And that trust leads to oneness. Bhakti means oneness with God. Bhakti means when I know for a fact that I am not this body. It is just five elements. It is matter. It is just earth. Everything around me is just matter as well. But that bliss that is within me, that allows this matter to be seen in my mind, that allows all the matters of this world to be seen as a matter of fact, that inner bliss that is God is my true nature, the ocean of joy, the well of joy within, that is the common denominator of all beings in this world, that is the source of all happiness right within. Once I am one with that, there's no higher devotion than being one with the beloved. One with that peace will make me a devotee of God. It all starts with, of course, doing your pujas. You know, sometimes we fear God. We say, okay, God is over there, so I should do my puja once a year. And then puja again and again allows you to cultivate some relationship with Bhagavan. I can't leave my house without speaking to my Lord for 5 minutes, some devotees tell me. I can't leave my house, Acharyaji, without going to my altar, no matter how late I am. I must go and I must bow. So a relationship is established. And then from that relationship now, we develop chitta ekagrataha, single-pointed focus on that inner God, that inner guide, the ocean of joy, which those murtis represent. And once I establish that relationship within, I am one with God. And that is true devotion. Then, shantyadif parichiyatam, through satsang, through devotion to God, what happens is, I begin to develop shanti adi, shanti, peace. Shama means shanti as well, it means peace of mind. Shama, dama, uparama, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam. These are the sixfold wealths that Adi Shankaracharya means by the word adi. You see, because shanti, adi. Adi means and more. Shanti means shama, peace of mind. You must cultivate these sixfold wealths in order to find peace. And briefly, I'll go over them because I went over them already. So the first one, shama, peace of mind. Never allowing the external world to get the best of your mind. Whatever comes, whatever goes, whatever's present, whatever's not present, your single-pointed relationship is with Shiva. And your single-pointed relationship is with Guru and God. I always tell people, if you go to Mandir in particular, and you're concerned with what they're wearing, who is there, you're wasting your time. My dear brothers and sisters, Binu Satasanga Viveka No Hoi Rama Kripa Binu Sulabhana Soi, says Tulsidas Ji. Ram Kripa Binu Sulabhana Soi. The chance of attaining satsang is because of so many, many Purva Janma good deeds, what is called sukrita. Doing good work in previous births will allow God to put in your mind that you should be in a satsang for your spiritual growth. But then in this birth now, we get into the satsang and we're focused on everybody and everything. What they're wearing, what they're speaking, who's there. If we're doing that, we're wasting this valuable chance that the Lord has given for us to advance our lives. So, shama, control of the mind, means not allowing anything around you to affect you, but being innerly content and devoted and focused on your Lord. Then, shantyadif, shama, dama, control of the senses. How many of us are overindulging in the world daily? God has put this world there for us to enjoy, no doubt. But if life becomes only about sensual enjoyment, we're wasting our time. We're wasting our life. We'll be born again only to keep coming and coming in this coming, this wheel of birth, this chakra, this birth and death, failing the class over and over again. How do we pass? Well, we attain God realization. Knowing that this human experience is the most valuable gift that God has given. Bhare bhagya manushtana pava. In Uttarakhand of Ramayana, it is said that this birth that we've been given is the greatest gift. It is the greatest fortune that we can ever have. But how many of us are wasting it daily and going into the world and overindulging and forgetting our spiritual responsibilities? Our responsibilities not only to ourselves, to help ourselves find peace, but to help others in this world find peace. Life is much more than fun and games, an attraction to the various glittering, glistening things of the world. We must first and foremost dive deep within through swadhyay, through spiritual study, through prayer, through meditation, through faith, through attaining oneness with God. And then by all means enjoy the world. It is all matter. But if we allow our minds to gravitate towards this world alone, and we're neglecting the inner transformation that we've been put on this earth to accomplish, going from body identification, going from mind identification, going from intellect identification to the identification with the higher self. If we fail to accomplish this, then we're born again only to accomplish this. And the scary part is that a human birth is not guaranteed. That is why bhare bhagya manushata na pava. So using the senses legitimately, not overindulging, but using your mind and body and senses to go forward, to go closer to the Lord. So shama dama, shama control the mind, dama control the senses. Uparama, uparama means withdrawal of the senses to that inner space of joy. What does this mean? Strict adherence to one's duty, independence from the world of objects and things when it comes to finding one's happiness. When it comes to finding peace, don't look for it in the world. Enjoy the world, but do not consider the world the source of your happiness. You know why? Because when the world begins to change, what happens is, if it changes for the worse, our happiness goes with it. You must cultivate your life in such a way that when anything changes, you are the same. It is what we call samatva. Samatva yoga uchate. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, when you have this balance of mind, when you have equal vision, that is true yoga. Yoga doesn't mean just stretching into pretzel and downward dog and mountain pose and, you know, standing with your hands up and one-legged for hours. That is good. It helps you control the mind. It's good for the body also. But true yoga means yuj, to establish a connection with the higher self, to withdraw your senses from time to time and just revel in that inner joy, that ocean of bliss that is independent from the world. This is meditation. And if this can be done 24/7, God bless you, because you would have attained the heights of the great spiritual masters who are undisturbed whether it comes or goes. They have no ownership. They may have a house, they may have a car, but they don't own any of it. Why? Because one fine day they're going to leave it, but they will take that peace that they cultivated while alive. So shama, dama, uparama. Shama, control the mind. Dama, control the senses. Uparama means withdrawal of the senses from the world, meaning don't depend on the world. Do not have dependence on the world for happiness. Then we have titiksha. Titiksha means forbearance. Having the ability to bear the pinpricks of life. Things are coming and going all the time. Sometimes good things come, sometimes bad things come. You must have the forbearance or the titiksha or the inner spiritual strength to handle with grace, the grace of God too, from within, all of the trials and tribulations of this world. Nothing is guaranteed. Have that inner spiritual strength to handle it and go forward. So, titiksha, shama, dama, uparama, titiksha, shraddha, faith in God, faith in yourself, faith that there is a higher power, that this world is more than meets the eye. There is a higher bliss within, faith that it is there waiting to be discovered, your true self. Beyond body and mind, there is that ocean of joy. Live in that, get strength from that, and handle this material world. And that person enjoys the world also. And then finally, samadhanam, single-pointed focus on that. Wherever you go in this world, you will see only that. You will see only Shiva. You will see only God. There will be no more enemy. There will be no more friend. There will be only Shiva. And if you can advance to that stage of life where you are so single-pointed on Shiva that no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone does, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, you are focused on Bhagavan Shankar or whatever God, knowing it to be the unnamed God without a second, without name and form, Nirakara. If you can focus on that inner light, that bliss that is your true self, that is the God that you're praying to and praying to realize in this birth, beyond body and mind, you would have accomplished samadhanam, single-pointed focus on your Lord. Then, my dear brothers and sisters, we go forward and we shall see, going forward now, we've reviewed quite a bit So we can get these points ingrained. That is the point of review. Ingrained. These are verses that we can't just skip over. We'll be doing a tremendous injustice. Again and again, we must review, review, review until it becomes part of our mind. But next time, on Monday, we're going to continue from this point. God bless all of you. This is your friend and brother, Acharya Arun Gosai, signing off. Om Purnamadav, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamadachate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vishishate, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyorva, Hari Om. And if you have any child who wants to elevate their mind and develop this inner spiritual strength, tomorrow and every Saturday at Bhuvaneshwar Mandir from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for absolutely for free, we have the Youth Empowerment Seminar. And I'm pleased to say that many kids are coming and they're developing these skills that they'll need in life to be peaceful and happy no matter what, based on scripture, based on motivation. From 9 to 10, we cover the Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, finding that inner bliss, that inner light. And then from 10 to 2, motivation, inspiration, how to improve one's life, how to find peace. All this is given for free at Bhuvaneshwar Mandir. So if you know any child, age 5 and up, it can be from 5 to 10 to 20, 25, whatever the age, even if you're an adult and you want to stop by and you want to volunteer or you want to sit for these classes as well. Because I think all of us can learn how to find peace and be stronger. Please come by 86-06 101 Avenue in Ozone Park, New York. Okay? And we start there. Doors will open at 8:45. So please come. God bless all of you. This is your friend and brother saying, have a wonderful weekend. Stay blessed.